感谢主耶稣，我们继续来学习尼希米记。
So thank God that we can continue on to study the book of Nehemiah.
今天要跟大家一起来学习第三章。
And today I would like to we'll all study together chapter 3.
第二章提到尼希米他回到自己的国家。
And in chapter 2, it has said that Nehemiah has returned to his own country.
表面上看起来是王特别恩惠于他，使他能够回国。
And superficially we will see that the king has given grace to him to let him go back to his homeland.
但是尼希米他多次的提到，这一切都是神所帮助的。
However, Nehemiah has said that repeatedly, saying that this is all of the help of God.
王能够允许他回来，也是神感动这个王。
The king let him to go back to his homeland is because of the grace of God.
所以其实一切都是出于神。
And all is from God.
那么他也把这个城该修的地方呢，他走过了那一个部分，也做了一些计划。
And he has made plans of what needs to be fixed in his home country.
他自己已经站到了一定的一个高度，但是他的同胞都还不能明白。
And he has been in a higher plane, however, the other of his comrades cannot understand.
他还是耐心的来跟这些干部、平民。所有的同胞来做沟通。
And he has made communications to all the builders and all his comrades.
有些时候我们有很好的概念，因为缺乏沟通，只有我们到一定的高度，别人没有跟得上，后来这个案子没有被接受。
And when we have done a lot of planning and have seen most of it and have communicated with our fellow workers, and but because we are in a different league, then they are not able to understand and have rejected this proposal.
他自己经历了神的带领。
And he has experienced the guidance of God.
所以这个见证是非常有力的。
And this testimony is very true.
他也把同胞都带起来，跟他有同样的这样的观点。
And he has this perspective for his comrades.
虽然有计划，但重点要见证这是神所带领。
Even though there is a plan, however, a testimony is more important.
那么第三章开始，我们就发现有一份的工作安排表。
And in chapter 3, we can see there's a work schedule.
既然同胞都同心要做工，那打铁要趁热。
And so if the fellow workers are happy to do this, then it's better for us to seize the opportunity.
所以要赶快把握时机要着手进行。
And we seize the opportunity and to do it immediately.
那这一份的安排表写的密密麻麻，有很多的地名跟人名。
And so this work schedule has listed out very clearly and very in detail, and many people has been scheduled in.
我们无法全部都去一一去查考，那我们已经把它分成这些段落重点来跟大家一起学习。
Because of time, we can not able to study it in detail. However, we have break it down into the main points.
大家同心合意，但是呢，谁负责哪一个部分，怎么做工，还是要经过一番的计划。
Everyone is quite zealous in doing the work. However, we still need to separate the people into what they're good at and what their skills are.
在今天的教会也是一样，我们的安排表密密麻麻写了很多人的名字。
Likewise, in our church, in the roster, we have rostered a lot of people.
那怎么样来进行呢？
And how do we start this?
我们看了这一份的这个工作安排表，我们可能会觉得读到这里可以把它跳到第四章了。
And when we look at this roster, we were thinking that we can skip towards chapter 4.
其实如果没有这第三章，我们不知道他们当时候的工作怎么安排，怎么进行。
However, if we do not look at chapter 3, we will not know how was the work being arranged.
那对以色列百姓来讲这是一个很重要的一份资料。
And for the Israelites, this is an important information.
凡是在圣经里面记地名、人名、家谱，分得的各支派分得的土地，像这一些的记载呢，对以 犹太人来讲非常重要。
The recordings of the family tree or genealogy or anything how they split the land is quite important for the Jews.
因为以色列这个国家历经多次的亡国啊，这个是一个苦难的民族。
For the Israelites, and because the Israelites they have gone through a lot of conquering, and they treat this really importantly.
他的百姓呢，这些人民呢，散居全世界。
And the people has been living in different places.
当他们要回国去寻找他们的根的时候，圣经的这些资料就是很好的依据。
When they need to go back to their homeland, and the Bible is the most useful.
尤其他们亡国现在回来了，那要回到什么地方呢？家乡在哪里呢？
And after the destruction of their homeland, when they come back, they will need to see where is their homeland is.
所以这是一个对他们来讲很重要的一个资料。
And this is an important information for them.
那我们有地图哈，发给我们的这张地图，我们看呢，它是从逆时钟的方向开始计数哈，每一段落是哪个家族要负担。
So we have this map that is given to us, and anti-clockwise, it has stated which family needs to deal with each section.
如果我们从最北的哈南叶楼哈米亚楼开始呢，向着左边就是反时。中的方向这样绕一圈，那就是从第一节一直讲到三十二节。
And so from this, from the two towers that we can see, and then from the north, and then from the south, and then anti-clockwise towards and have the look of what were the arrangement been given.
尼西米跟他们沟通以后呢，很快速的整合，然后呢就这张表出来，大家知道。他们所负责的区域在哪里？
And so Nehemiah has planned this out and have scheduled it accordingly.
好，那我们来从这一章里面，我们把它分成几个段落来探讨。
And so for this chapter, we have break it down into few sections.
那第一个就是修墙的方法哈，建筑重修这个。耶路撒冷城墙，那他怎么做呢？
The first is to rebuild the whole wall of Jerusalem and to see how do we rebuild it.
是在原来的根基上来修造。
And it is to rebuild it from the original foundation.
那就是原来这个地址，原来这个城。
And this original capital.
那现在是因为城墙被拆了，城门被烧了。
Because the walls has been destroyed and the gates has been burned.
所以现在呢，就在原来的这个基础上呢，来修造。
And so they have rebuilt on the original foundation.
那就是说，虽然这个城墙被毁了，城门被烧，但是那个模样，那个原来的地址还在。
Even though the walls has been destroyed and the gates has been burned, but the foundation is still there.
神所分别为圣划分出的这个圣城的部分呢，大家都清楚知道，就是在这个范围。
And so the holy temple of God has been consecrated and been separated from the others. It is quite clear.
所以现在呢，旧的这个城墙已经被毁，就把它修造好。
And so the old wall has been destroyed, so we just need to rebuild it.
不是在另外找一个地点重建。
It is not to find another location to rebuild it.
因为现在不是根基的问题呢，是根基上头的这些城墙的墙面呢被毁，被拆毁了。
It is not the problem with the there's no problem with the foundation. However, it is the upper part that has been destroyed.
那这个告诉我们今天呢，时代在进步，但是我们侍奉圣工的本质其实是没有改变的。
So it symbolizes in the present where society has changed a lot. However, the foundation in the church is still the same.
那主耶稣已经把这个根基建好了。
And Jesus and God has made this foundation.
所以今天教会不是缺少根基。
And so the church is not lack of foundation.
我们在原有的根基上，在耶稣基督的这个根基上呢，生根再建造，再把它。
We just need to rebuild upon the original foundation, which is what is set by God.
所以他并没有离开原来的地方。
And it had not been departed or been relocated.
我们今天在检讨教会的圣工为什么一时之间没有发展。
When we re-examine of why did the divine works in the church have not progressed,
不是我们的根基问题。
It's not because of our foundation.
根基就是耶稣基督，就是圣经。
Because the foundation is Jesus Christ and is the Bible.
是我们每一个人都要回到这个根基来建造。
So we still need to come back to this foundation to rebuild.
在这个基础上呢，向上发展。
And from this foundation, we need to rebuild upon it.
所以我们并不会再另立其他的根基。
And we cannot rebuild on another different foundation.
这是我们需要清楚明白的地方。
We need to know this clearly.
那现在他分配好以后呢，就是同时分工合作，同时开工，一起来动手。
And when he has done the assignment and divide all the people and the laborers,
那这样也可以节省很多时间。
And then they are able to save time.
啊，所以各自啊来安排哈、啊，承受了他们原来应该要有的责任。
And it has been assigned to what they need to do.
那这样的话呢，同时进行可以缩短时间。
And when they are able to do it, in the same time, it is able to save more time.
啊，所以52天的时间就完成了。
And it completed on, in 52 days.
啊，那因为这个城门呢被火烧了，所以城门的部分是严重受损。
Because the gates has been burned, so the damage has been is really big.
那它有总共有10个门
，and there is about 10 gates。
啊，城墙被毁的时候，城门一定会率先被火烧掉，因为一点火它就很容易就烧掉。
When the walls has been destroyed, then the gates is badly damaged and burned。
啊，所以这些也都要修复好。
And so these need to be repaired。
那我们再来看它怎么样分配。
Let's see how did they done the assignment.
哦，它分配的原则是什么呢
？And what is the foundation of doing this?
我们可以看到它是非常有智慧的安排。
Sorry, the principle, and we can see that there is a wisdom in rearranging them accordingly.
哦，我们看到了，它是全体总动员。
And we can see that it is the whole it has been done in the whole.
啊，所有的人都要来动手。
And everyone needs to do it accordingly.
啊，每一件事情都有人做。
And in every part has everyone has a task.
啊，每个人都有事做。
Everyone has a task to do.
啊，那这样的话呢，这个工作才能够达到一个更好的果效。
And so this work is able to reach the highest job.
哦，每个人都被分配到工作，每个人都尽自己的力量去做。
And everyone has been tasked to do what they need to do, and they will do it accordingly.
啊，我们在教会的安排表尽量能够分散在每个人弟兄姐妹的身上。
And in our church roster, we will try to roster as much brothers and sisters as possible.
其实留在耶路撒冷城的人已经不多。
And those who are remaining in Jerusalem is not much people.
哦，每个人都要被动员起来。
Everyone needs to work together.
现在我们不缺乏这个旁观者，不需要观众，在教会里面呢不需要观众。
Now we don't need audience. We just and the church is not lack of audience.
啊，球赛才需要观众。球赛。
Oh.Only competition needs audience.
啊，你看现在世界杯的足球赛啊，可能有一些人就深更半夜爬起来看了、啊，哦，现在已经8强了，这里就4强了，越来越精彩。
So we can see that in the World Cup, everyone has is very interested in it and will wake up during the morning to watch it.
哦，有观众的话呢，鼓掌啊，呼叫，哇，那个球员更起劲。
With the audience, everyone will shout and clap hands and cheer.
但是现在这个不是比赛，不是表演的，这是真正要做工，要动手来做工的。
But right now, this is not a competition. This is not a performance. This is to work.
所以在圣工上不需要旁观者，不需要观众啊。
In divine works, we do not need audience. We don't need observers.
每一个人都要成为参与者。
Everyone needs to be a participant.
啊，每个人都是在其中有份的。
Everyone has a part.
啊，如果说有很多旁观者啊，他袖手旁观啊，他会指点江山啊，指指点点啊， 不动手的人就动口啊，这教会就乱了，很多杂音。
If they became audience or observers, they would just become judge and would judge and just say and not do.
你把他拉进来，你要动手啊，你大家是一体的，那他就动不了口了，因为他也是参与其中。
And if you have convinced them into take part, and they will do it, and they will immediately shut their mouth.
现在人力缺乏，没。现在人力缺乏，不能有观众啊，也不需要有观众。
Right now is lack of manpower, and we don't need any audience.
所以安排的人要尽量让每个人都有工作做。
And so those who are tasked to make the assignment, then they will need to assign most of the brothers and sisters as many as possible.
在人力缺乏的情况底下，让每个人都参与，充分的参与呢，大家的立场跟想法会比较一致。
In the lack of manpower, then we will need to assign everyone to take their part.
哦，那有旁观者的话呢，就常常会有批评啊，或说很多的杂音。
And if there is observers, then there will be a lot of judgments and a lot of sound.
啊，我们弟兄姐妹也要想想看呐、啊，在教会的圣工上，我是旁观者，我是观众，还是？我是参与者，我们要想想看。
And so when we are doing divine works, we need to think about: are we the observers or are we the doers?
现在当然教会的圣工的安排有它一定的这个训练的过程啊，大家都接受训练以后来参与教会圣工，这是最好的。
And for course in the church divine works, many people has gone through several trainings to be rostered up.
但是教会以后常常会发现一个问题啊，只要是讲到讲习会啊，这个训练啊。参与的人不会踊跃，不太踊跃。
And sometimes, when it's about any seminars, then there won't be a lot of participants.
小弟看到有一些教会不太踊跃。
And I will see that in the church there is not much participants.
那教会，这些信徒经过这个训练呢，我们用它才比较好用，它也比较能够。来奉献啊，他所领受的恩赐。
And for the workers, after a few trainings, then they will be much better and able to do more work and to do the work much better.
啊，如果连这个训练他都不太愿意参加的时候
，If he is not, he is hesitant to go through the training.
啊，尤其是一些年轻一辈的
，especially those who are young.
啊，有接受训练比没有接受训练更好，他更能够发挥。
And those who has been trained will be much better than those who hasn't been trained.
所以我们大家来想想看，我在这个教会我能做什么
？And so everyone should reflect on what can we do in the church.
就算打扫做清洁也是一个很好的工作。
Even for cleaning up the church is also a good work.
小弟碰到一个教会的圣工人员。
And I have met a fellow worker.
他在教会是负责做清扫。
And so he is in charge of doing the church cleaning.
他说、哦、我立志跟主耶稣说了，我立志就是做清洁，我这辈子就做清洁。
So I have resolved to God that I will just do the cleaning.
那我跟你讲，我这个马桶啊，马桶里面的水可以舀上来吃喝的。
Preacher, I let you know that the water from the toilet, you can even drink it.
我这个洗得很干净啊。
I have cleaned it really clean.
要不要我舀上来喝给你看看？我说不用不用。
Do you want me to scoop out the water to drink it and show it to you?
我相信。
And I said, I believe you.
但是你要小心啊，你不要一直刷，把这个马桶给刷破了。
But you need to be careful. You don't need to clean the toilet until it's break or you break.Broken.
他说我在这个教会我就是负责清洁了。
So he told me that he is in charge of the cleaning in the church.
这个马桶怎么清干净，怎么弄才不会有味道啊？我都很清楚，很有经验的。
How do we scrub the toilet bowl until it's spotless and clean?
小弟听了也是很感动啊。
And I heard this and I'm pretty moved.
啊，他找到了我在这个教会我能做什么。
And he has found that what he can do in the church.
而且尽力地把它做。
And to do it with wholeheartedly.
每一个弟兄姐妹都是这样的来参与教会圣工。
And the brothers and sisters that has come to join to do the divine works is the same.
大家的立场是一致的。
Everyone is in the same concept.
教会因为每一个人都贡献了他的恩赐，所以就得到最大的帮助。
And everyone has received help, and they would do as much as they can.
哦，那么全体总动员呢、啊？那包括哪些人呢
？So the whole congregation has been asked to has been tasked, and how do we do this?
不同身份的人
，there is various positions.
啊、哦，我们来看第一节。
Let's look at verse one.
第一节说，那时大祭司以利亚实和他的弟兄众祭司起来建造羊门。好，我们再来看第二节。
Let's look at verse two.
其次是耶利哥人建造，其次是因利的儿子撒科建造。好，那这里就谈到大祭司跟其他的祭司，还有住在这个耶利哥的人啊，住在因利啊。再来就是说，因利的儿子撒科，哦，这些一般平民，大祭司、祭司跟一般平民都一起来做。
So here, all the high priests and the fellow priests, and also the, people in Jericho, they all have come together and to do the work.
啊，第九节。
In verse 9.
啊，管理耶路撒冷一半，啊，就是这个耶路撒冷的一半的这个部分。啊，的这个户尔的儿子利法雅。
And the next to them, Hephaniah, the son of Hur, leader of a half district of Jerusalem, made repairs.
那十二节
，in verse 12,
就是管理另外一半的哈耶路撒冷的啊，这个哈罗黑的儿子沙龙。
And Shalom, the son of Halohesh, the leader of the other half of Jerusalem.
啊，这管理阶层的啊，啊，这是管理呀、啊。管理人员呢
？And so they are the ones who is managing it.
啊，十五节。
In verse 15.
啊，十五节呢
？Verse 15.
啊，你看看，也是管理的，管理的人员。
And he is the manager, and he is a leader.
啊，十八节。
In verse 18.
也是写到管理的人员。
And it's also saying another leader.
啊，十九节也是。
Verse 19 is also the same.
啊，二十二节。
And verse 22.
住在平原的祭司。
And the priest and the men of the plain.
啊，二十八节。
And then 28.
啊，二十八节。
Verse 28.
众祭司。
And the priests.
啊，二十九节。
Verse 29.
守门的。
And the keeper of the gate.
好了，有大祭司，有祭司，有平民，有管理阶层的。
So there's the priests, the high priests, the rulers, I mean the leaders, and the gatekeepers.
也有守门的。
And there's also the gatekeepers.
啊，当时候的大祭司是以利亚实。
And at the time, the high priest is Elisha.
啊，他也是进入这个啊工作的行列。
And he has been rostered up into joining this work.
不分身份。
And they have not divided the roles.
现在全部都投入这个建筑的工作。
And everyone has been devoted in this construction.
因为人力缺乏。
Because there is lack of manpower.
那现在要分工合作呢，才会得到效益。
And now they just need to been tasked into different jobs and to do it effectively.
啊。这个大祭司的身份是比较特别。
And so this high priest has a particular role.
在历史上啊，这个管王跟祭司常常啊，会有一些紧张的这个关系。
And so the king and the high priest has urgent relationship.
那现在尼希米他回来当省长，俨然就是一个王。
And Nehemiah, when he has come to this homeland to rebuild, he has instantly become a king.
哦，你看那个扫罗啊，不服啊，这个撒母耳的指挥啊，撒母耳跟他念两句话，这个扫罗就生气了。所以王跟祭司常常有 这个紧张的状态。
So the priest and the king always have a strict relationship because, as like King Saul and Samuel, there is some tension between them.
但是现在为了要建造这个城墙呢，这个祭司他也顺服省长的安排。
And to rebuild this wall, the priest has listened to the leader.
省长他是在组织军事政治方面的这个领导者。大祭司他是在神职系统上的领导者，但是没有并没有互表别苗头，也没有说两个人这个看看谁啊这个影响力强啊，彼此顺服，现在就要听命于省长的安排。
And so the priest and the leader, they will often work with each other, and the priest will always honor and will always honor each other's jobs and work together.
大祭司是神的仆人，平民百姓也是神的仆人。
And the high priest is the servant of God. Even the king, even the leader is also the servant of God.
在他们本来固有的工作上呢，现在为了要重建城墙，还需要再负担这一个部分。
And because they need to rebuild the wall, so they need to take possession of this.
所以这个彼此顺服在教会里面很重要。
And so to honor each other is quite to submit to one another is quite important in the church.
大祭司也要顺服这个省长。
And so the high priest needs to listen to the high minister.
因为现在是这个省长在带领这个重建工作。
Because it is the minister that is arranging this rebuilding.
好，所以让我们知道说，今天我们在教会里面就是要职务上的顺服。
So we in church we just need to we need to submit in affairs.
我们在教会里面有谈到这个年幼的要顺服年长，这个是伦理上的顺服。
So here sometimes the older generation will ask the younger generation to submit to them, and this is in theory.
那有时候需要彼此顺服。
However, sometimes we need to obey each other.
彼得前书五章第五节所说的。
And in First Peter, he has said.
那什么情况底下要可以这个彼此顺服呢
？In what kind of condition, what kind of situation should we respect each other?
就是在职务上我们顺服他。
It is in during the divine works we submit to them.
大家举手选出的我们教会里面的工作人员，他来带领我们，我们大家尽量配合他，因为他在职务上要负责任，我们就帮助我们的弟兄，使他能够负得起责任，尽责任，因为这是我们推举出来，我们大家要跟他好好配合。
So there's a few a few affairs that has been tasked to lead the church. So as believers, we need to listen to them and to submit to them.
那有时候要在恩赐上顺服。
Sometimes we also need to submit to those who are more gifted.
虽然他年纪轻，他没有这个职分，但是这是主耶稣给他的特殊的这个恩赐，我们尽量跟他配合。
Sometimes he may be younger than us, however, we will still need to submit to him because God has given him this kind of gift to lead them.
所以在伦理的顺服之外呢，还有职务上的顺服。还有恩赐上，我们去顺服。
And also, we need, so we need to submit in we need to submit in in different occasions.
那这样的话，自己每一个人都没有本位的这个想法都是互相的搭配。
And so there is no different thinking, and everyone will work with each other.
那之后我们再看各种恩赐。各种身份，然后现在各种不同的恩赐。
And so there is different positions, and now there's various gifts.
虽然恩赐不同，但是大家都一起来做工。
Even though they have different gifts, however, they still work with each other.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节有提到说有银匠哈海雅的儿子乌薛来修造。
There is the goldsmith, which is Uzziel, the son of Harhia.
所以有银匠，那底下说有做香的哈拿尼亚。
And also there is the perfumer or the instiner of Hananiah.
然后这个三十二节呢，有提到有商人。
And also in verse 32, there is there is a merchant.
哦，所以一直有提到银匠、商人。那三十一节有提到。
And so in verse 31, it has said.
哦，又提到银匠，再来提到尼提宁。
And it has said one of the goldsmith, which is and also the merchant of Netim.
就是说，神所赐的不同恩赐，你都要把它奉献在这个事工上。
Netim and many people in various roles will do accordingly to their gifts.
啊，那这个银匠跟做香的呢，应该都有神特别赐给他们智慧。
And there is this goldsmith and the perfumer. God has given them some wisdom.
啊，这个银匠他就打造那个银器。
And so this goldsmith have made a few vessels.
哦，那做香的呢，他要去调配啊，在橄榄油以外，再调配各种不同的这个香料。
And also the perfumer needs to make a few fragrance and some ointments.
哦，所以他们都有专业的这个专长。
And so they have their own various skills.
那商人当然那脑筋就动得比较快啊。
And also the for course the merchants they have they're quite wise.
那这些都是神所要用的。
And these are all our workers of God.
都可以贡献在这个事工上。
And they all are able to offer up in doing this.
那我们所理解的从圣经看呢、啊，每个人的恩赐是什么呢
？And what we can see, what is gifts?
圣灵啊，分别在每个人身上赐给他这个恩赐。
So the Holy Spirit in each and one of us has given a different gift.
而且恩赐是要用在圣经这个圣工上的。
And the gift is to do is given to do the divine works.
哦，圣灵帮助他又是用在圣工上。
And the Holy Spirit will help them and if it's used in divine works.
哦，做在主耶稣的身上。
And to do it for God.
但是这个跟世界的专长不一样。
And this is different from the worldly skills.
啊，世界的专长没有用在教会，不称为恩赐。
And the worldly skills that is used in the church is not a gift.
要成为恩赐，至少要有两个条件。
To become a gift, there is two requirements.
啊，有些人在世上有专长，他来到教会呢，神圣灵赐给，圣灵帮助他，使他的这个专长能够用在事工上。这个就变成恩赐了。
So if a person has worldly skills, however, if when he comes to church and use it in the church for divine works, then this is considered a gift.
所以有专长，但是又有圣灵的能力在他身上。
There is some worldly skills, however, he because of the Holy Spirit, he is also able to convert it into a gift.
而且是用在教会的事工。
And it is used in the divine works of the church.
那这个才成为恩赐。
And this has become a gift.
那有的还要加给他。
And if there is more, it will be added on.
啊，好像这个刀子斧头要常常去磨练呢，才不会钝。
And so, like the swords or the axe needs to be always resharpened because sometimes it will become blunt.
我们的日子如何，我们的力量就会如何。
And as our strength is as like our after the days pass.
主耶稣给我们这样的工作，我们就尽力去做，那个恩赐就会跑出来。
So if we keep on doing it, then our gifts will reappear.
啊，有些人的恩赐呢，把它隐藏起来，到后来就没有了，就没有那个恩赐了。
Some people have hidden their gifts, and then it has become lost.
刀子就钝了
，and the sword has become blunt。
啊，那既然没有负责什么恩事工的时候呢，主耶稣很自然就把这个恩赐再收回来了。
And if we haven't used this gift in any divine works, then God will take it away。
哦，所以我们要理解到这一点来。
So we need to understand this。
那这些恩赐啊，领受呢，就是为了圣工啊。
And this gift is because of divine works in the church.
如果没有用在圣工，就变成只是在世界赚钱的专长技能。
If we do not use this in the church, then this has become a skill in the that we use to make money.
不同身份的可以合作，不同恩赐的人也可以合作。
They have different roles and have different gifts. They all able to work together.
好，我们再看，不分男女老幼。
And they do not, they don't even care about gender.
好，这个讲义都要写，我就照那讲义看就好。好，来看第三节。
And look at verse three.
哈西拿的子孙，你看看这个子孙跑出来了。子孙就是说，有了第一代、第二代、第三代都涵盖在内啊。子孙啊。
And also here it has said that, there's also the children, the sons.
我们再看这个十二节。
And verse 12.
十二节底下哈，有提到说，那哈罗黑的儿子沙龙和他的女儿们修造。
And so here it has said that Shalom, the son of Haloshish, leader of the half district, he and his daughters.
所以这个就是不分性别了。
So here they didn't care about gender.
子孙中有男有女啊。
And here there is there's also boys and girls.
那么现在记的这些人名呢，多数都是男性。
And here the names that has been recorded is mostly male.
那现在特别提到沙龙和他的女儿们啊，也一起来做。
And here it has recorded Salom with his daughters have done the repairs together.
男女都是按照神的形象被造的。
And male and female has been created in the image of God.
他们都有神形象中的尊贵。
They all have the precious image of God.
所以神也没有拒绝这个姐妹来参与圣工。
And so God did not reject the females to do the works of God.
反而呢，有些工作有教会的姐妹来负担她的帮助会更大。
And some divine works in the church is much better to have female have sisters to do the job.
在台湾有目前有两位的三位的女传道。
And Taiwan there's three female preachers.
那这三位的女传道在道理上。依小弟看在道理上的造就都很好。
And these three female preachers, they are very good in their education.
很多姐妹都喜欢听女传道讲道。
And a lot of sisters love to listen to these female preachers.
那小弟就问说，为什么你这么喜欢听女传道讲道
？And I asked the sisters, why did you like to listen to the female preachers?
因为女传道在教会里面了解姐妹 的一些状态情形。
Because the female preachers, they know the condition and the situation of the sisters in the church.
她常常能够在真理上呢，也用着姐妹的这个观点来帮助辅导我。
And sometimes they will counsel us and advise us through the perspective of the Bible as a female.
所以在圣经不管旧约新约，他没有排斥这个女性。
In the New Testament, it doesn't care about the gender.
旧约有女先知有女士师啊。
In the Bible, there is also female prophets and female priests.
那在新约当然又更多了，在跟从主耶稣的身边有很多热心的这个姐妹。
And also, there's a lot of zealous sisters who have followed Jesus in the New Testament.
那姐妹呢？在新约圣经我们可以看得到他们也可以适当的被安排讲道是不简单。
And the sisters, they, in the New Testament has also been rostered and organized to give a sermon.
那我们今天更是这样了，姐妹服事的机会很多很多。
And there is a lot of opportunities for the sisters to do the divine works.
那要建造这个城墙这是初中的工作，但是姐妹也被安排。
And to rebuild this, the females has also been tasked.
那有提到子孙，子孙有大有小可能还有小孩子。
So here it says the sons, which is involves the children and the grandchildren.
那就是等于不管大小，不分年龄，不分性别只要能够上工的就被安排了。
And they didn't care about the age or the gender. Everyone has been tasked to do certain works.
那小孩子呢，从小能够在圣工的行列呢受到熏陶，全家同心又同工， 这是非常美好的一件事。
And so for the youth, they are able to also to do the works with the adults, and they, and this is quite good.
你看这个扫墓啊，他刚断奶，大概三四岁呢，他就到会幕啊。跟以利一起来学习，日后成为一个非常伟大的先知。
And Samuel, we can see from youth after, when he was about four or five, he is sent to the temple and to serve the Lord until he is grown up and has become a successful prophet.
啊，有时候我们会想说，这个小孩子不晓得懂了多少。
Sometimes we do not know how much this child has understand.
那其实我们现在每一个人都是从小孩子开始成长的。
But we all grew up from a child.
我们把他带到教会来。
And we have brought him to the church.
那有一些可能会想说，那来教会他会跑一跑啊，会有一些杂音啊，说话。
Sometimes,
带来教会跑一跑啊，比放在家里看电视更好。小弟是这么想的。
For my opinion, I would think that to bring the child to let them to run around is still okay rather than leaving the child to be at home and watching TV.
因为通常小孩子他会跑来跑去。不会跑超过半年，半年以后他就不跑了，因为他长大了，所以要教导他，不是禁止他，是教导他。
Sometimes it's to teach them not to stop them, and sometimes when they have run around the church after a few time, they will stop.
啊，所以我们不要去责备那个父母哈，带小孩子的，不要去责备他说，哎，小孩子怎么这样？我们要他你跟好好的跟孩子教导，而不是说叫他不要来。
So we should not rebuke them, rebuke the parents of the child of why is your child like this, and stop them to come to church. Yet you need to let them know to teach their children not to run around too frequently.
啊，这个小孩子哈，在我们手里，他有无限的可能啊，他以后发展，他有无限可能。
There's endless opportunity and possibilities for this child in our hands.
哦，那。小弟曾经看到啊，这家子啊，全家都侍奉主，那个爸爸宴会，妈妈接待，女儿司琴，一滴领诗，那全家都侍奉。
And I have saw a family that have done devotional works for the church, where the father is the sermonizer, the mother is the usher, the daughter is the pianist, and the son is the hymn leader.
哦，还有一个孩子帮忙翻译。
And also another son who is helping interpret.
哦，当然不是要刻意安排，而是说，哎，他们全家都能够一起来学习啊，一起侍奉主，这实在非常美好。
Of course, this is not been arranged. However, this is is good for the whole family to serve the Lord together.
小弟曾经去一个教会啊，他这个教会，其实是祈祷所了，人很少啊，也是一个海岛。
So I have visited a church is considered as a prayer house, and because it's quite a few believers there.
哦，他们会前。的诉讼崇拜啊，要排三个人领诗。
And for their pre-hymnal, they will arrange three people.
啊，那个七岁的哥哥起来领诗，小弟以为他们已经唱完了，圣经拿着要上台。他那个五岁的妹妹说：“传道，等一下，我还没有领诗，那我就赶快坐下来。
So, ”
要彼此顺服啊，不是刚刚有讲吗？五岁孩子你要顺服他，就坐下来。
So we'll have to mutually submit to one another. And so the brother, there's a 7-year-old brother who is doing a hymnal. Once he's finished, the sister, a 5-year-old, have stopped me before I even want to go up.
好了，领诗完了，我要站起来要讲道了。三岁的小弟弟说。传道，坐下来，我还没有领诗，我还赶快坐下来。
And so after the daughter has finished leading, I was about to go up, and then the little brother of five has said that I have not led the hymnal yet, so let me do my turn first.
啊，因为没有什么其他的大人啊，没有什么青年啊，那就小孩子就把他派上用场啊。啊，那也是可以成为基督精兵啊。
Because there's not much adults there, so have this little children to be tasked to do the hymnal leading, and it's a good gesture.
啊，他的爸爸看到他这样天真的模样啊，开始笑了，又不敢笑出声，他就说：“爸爸不可以笑，现在唱诗不可以笑。”他爸爸不可以笑。
And so the father was about was giggling. However, the children were very naive and asked the father not stop laughing.
然后他说唱诗一百八十首，没有人翻三百八十首，也没有人翻两百八十首，就是乖乖的要翻一百八十首。这就是真耶稣教会啊，彼此顺服啊，他的带领我们就顺服他。
And so this is the church, and even they are quite young, everyone will and asked to turn to hymn 180, everyone will turn to hymn 180 and will not sing different hymns.
所以孩子带过来，让他受熏陶，感受啊这个主内一家这种侍奉的氛围。
And for the children, we should bring them to church and to do and ask them to join the divine work so that we are able to serve the Lord together and have this the spirit of one family in the church.
好，我们再看下去哈。
Let's continue on.
怎么分配呢
？How do we make the arrangements?
啊，对着自己的住处来建造。
And it is towards their own place.Where they're living.
哦，这句话一直在很多的经节都出现。
And this sentence has been stated.
啊，第十节。
In verse 10.
哦，对着自己的房屋修造啊，二十三节也是一样，对着自己的房屋修造。
And so repairs in front of this house.
啊，二十九、三十都是一样。
And likewise in verse 29 and 30.
那也就是说，他的住家是在这里，他对过去的这个。这一段的城墙就是他要负责任。
And so his house is in front of this, is in front of the gate, so they will go in, to finish this wall.
那也就是说，每一家每一户都有负责的部分。
And so every family and every household has a task to do.
而且呢，这个分工啊，这个责任的区域它是很明确的。
And this, this work, it has been divided equally and very clearly.
那么它也是地利之便啊，所以它可以不用往返奔波太远，力气就耗尽了，就在我们家这个对过去的这一段。
And so it has been separate in different locations and accordingly.
那因为这个城墙是要来保护我们这家子的，所以它会尽自己的力量啊，尽量的把它修造得很坚固啊。
And so this wall it is our responsibility and it is to protect us. So we need to make it really strong.
所以它就是要带动全家的一起面对，一起负责。
So they need to bring out the whole house, the whole family to all to be responsible towards.
他这样安排是很有智慧的。
And everyone been arranged has a great wisdom.
那第三个有一个分别为圣的原则。
And the third is consecrated.
你看第一节。
And let's look at verse 1.
这个时候说大祭司和他的弟兄众祭司哈，来建立哪里呢？羊门。
And so the high priest rose up with his brethren, the priests built up the sheep gate.
也立门上又筑墙
，and they have set consecrated and hung its doors.
从哈米亚楼到哈南叶楼
，they have built as far as the tower of hundreds and consecrated then as far as the tower of Hananel.
啊，要分别为圣
，and they have consecrated.
那就是最北的啊，最我们的地图最上方的那一段。
And that is the most north, and it is in our map.
啊，所以你看看有阳门有。哈南叶楼，哈米亚楼。
So we can see there is the sheep gate and also the tower of hundreds and the tower of Hananel.
然后往南对下来，不远处就是圣殿。
And so if we go down the bed, it is the holy temple.
那这个表示说，这个祭司大祭司经常在圣殿进出啊，所以这个部分由他们来负责。
And so the high priest and the priest they all gathered in the holy temple, so they it's more convenient for them to go and do this to repair the sheep gate.
因为这些啊，这个圣殿的一些神圣事物呢，是由祭司来担任。
Because all the things in the holy temple it is the responsibility of the priest.
有很多呢是律法规定啊。一般的平凡百姓不能靠近的。
And a few that has been stated that some works cannot be done by normal men.
所以为了分别为圣呢，他们就有特定啊负责的部分。
To consecrate, they have several tasks they need to be responsible of.
啊，表示说有一些特殊的考量。
And there is maybe some speciality.
啊，虽然全民皆兵，每个人都可以做工。
Even though everyone can do their works.
但是还会考虑到啊，他直接的责任。
However, they also need to think about their responsibility.
也要考虑到啊，这个训练的原则。
And they also need to think about the principle of training.
而且有一些工作是要分别为圣。
And there's a few works that needs to be consecrated.
就是说他的灵修行为各方面呢，我们也都要要求他的。
And so in his cultivation and also in his works, there's a few requirements.
好，我们再来看第四个部分。
Let's look at the fourth.
它有一个合理平均的分配。
There is a reasonable and even distribution.
我们看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
十六节说，其次是管理伯数一半，亚普的儿子尼西米修造。这个尼西米跟这里所说的这个带领者省长尼西米不一样是同名，但是不同人。
So this Nehemiah here is the son of Zebur. Zebur is a different Nehemiah from the high minister of Nehemiah.
直到大卫坟地的对面，又到挖城的池子，并勇士的房屋。你看看这一段就是在哪里呢？
So here we can see where is this place.
这一段就是在最南边的地方。
And it is in the far south.
我们看那个左边不是有一些编号吗？一二三四五六的编号，你看看从这个第六第七、第八有写六七八，就是往最南边，就是往北要上来的时候，那这一段是什么呢？这段就是尼西米他。骑着牲口去绕行的时候呢，到这一段他就要下来用走的，因为牲口过不去。表示说这一段他的，这个破坏性很强，就是已经不容易过去了。
So here, Nehemiah, if we look at the map in which is with 1-8, when the far south, far down, we can see that Nehemiah, when he is doing this repair, he needs to walk through it because it is badly damaged.
那看十九节也是一样。
And continue on to verse 19.
也是对着五库的上坡这个地方转弯的地方是很难修造的。
And also, it's another section where they need to carefully repair it, and because it's badly destroyed.
那容易施工的地段呢，责任区域就比较广。
And the more easy it is, the more things that needs to be done.
那如果不容易施工的地段呢，责任区域就比较短，比较小。
And so, if the area is not easy to construct, the responsibility is relatively smaller.
所以经过计算以后呢，他做一个合理的分配。
After a few calculations, they have made evenly responsibility.
我们再看第五个。
Let's look at fifth.
你看这个区段相连，没有重复的，也没有遗漏的。
And we can see the sections are connected without any repetition or omission.
它从缓时钟的这个方向来记录。
And it has been recorded in an anti-clockwise manner.
第一节就提到羊门，从羊门开始。
And from verse 1, it talks about the sheep gate.
然后到了三十二节也是一样。用羊门来做结束。
And then it ends in verse 32 as far as the sheep gate.
表示说需要修补的地方全部都有安排。
And so it means that the places that needs to be rebuilt it has been distributed accordingly.
应该是他勘察以后，他也画了一些地图。
And it must have drawn a map after the observation.
那这样的话，人力就不至于浪费了。
And so then the man force will not be wasted.
不会有闲置的情形。
And there will not have anyone who is who is not doing anything.
那每一个区段都有人负责。
And every section has someone been tasked.
如果哪一段没有做好，就知道说，这些人是不是旷工啊？这个代懈怠应该要去给他检讨。
And so here, you can see that everyone has been arranged, and was there any lack?
那现在我们再看看这个工作安排表，表面上是尼西米所安排。
And so this schedule it has been made by Nehemiah.
但是现在这些都被纪念了，用家族里面的人做代表，家长做代表。
And so the names of the workers has been recorded, and it has been using the parents as a representative.
表示他们做的工作，神都纪念。
It means that God will remember their works.
啊，虽然是透过尼西米来安排，即使是神来感动。神接纳他们做的工作，都把他们纪念。
Even though this has been scheduled by Nehemiah, however, it is inspired by God, and God has remembered their works.
那所以我们今天教会所安排的呢？啊，是，就是神透过教会的地上的教会来安排我们做工。所以我们不是只有对教会负责任，我们要对神负责任。
And sometimes, the works that we have been tasked is through God from the scheduler, and also they will and when we're doing our divine verses, we're holding responsibility towards God.
但是我们看起来好像都很完美啊。
And we can see that this is quite complete and perfect. 但
是在这当中啊，其实有一个美中不足的一个现象。
However, there is something that is lacking.
那我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
第五节提到说提哥雅人哈。
Here it talks about the Tekoites.
但是他们的贵胄贵族哈，不用肩担他们主的工作，就是他们不顺服了，不愿担这个轭了。
But their nobles did not put their shoulders to the work of their lord, means that they did not submit.
哦，提哥雅城的一般的平民百姓呢，他们很认真，他们就负责任，但是贵族不做。
But the Tekoites, the normal people will still make the repairs. However, the nobles did not wish to contribute into this.
美中不足啊。
So there's some incompletion in this perfect manner.
二十七节。
In verse 27.
哦，他在提到这件事，提哥雅人又修一段，对着那凸出来的大楼，直到俄斐勒的冈。的墙，
好，
那这段话哈，就是说了，你看贵族不动手啊，平民百姓就要多修造啊，他们就要加添他们的工作量啊。
So the nobles they do not wish to do this. So the normal Tekoites they need to repair another section.
那就是出现了一个破口啊。
So there is a gap.
啊，在教会里面的事工有些时候就是这样，我们看起来都很好。但还是有一些比较不完美的地方。
However, sometimes in divine works of the church, sometimes we have arranged it perfectly. However, there is some special conditions where there are some people who will not devote themselves into the work.
啊，我们刚刚有提到说，连大祭司都要下来工作，那然后管理阶层的、守门的，这些都是带着官职，是一个，有地位的人，但是他们都还是一起来修造啊。
Those who have higher status, which is high priests or the merchants, they all have higher status and they will still contribute to the work.
那所以，神都有在检查，谁做了，谁多做了，谁不做，都记下来。
If God has observed this, those who have done more or done less or have done their work, God will still record it.
那我们在神眼中也是一样。
And likewise, us in the eyes of God.
啊，神不会亏待我们。
God will not treat us in vain.
人不一定知道，但是神都知道。
Men will might not know, however, God knows.
你看我们有些人教会要建立，从三十多年前一直到现在，你看这个当中有多少人默默的付出啊？很多人都不知道，但是神都知道。
And 30 years ago, many from the church has been established. Many have done their best for the church, and not much people know, but God knows it secretly.
哦，如果说我们来很久的弟兄姐妹，我们一想起来，真的会感动的把眼泪给掉出来。
And so when we reflect upon this, we will be moved and will weep.
所以这个。今天的这个成果啊，真的是难得，是主耶稣的帮助，我们一定要珍惜。不但珍惜，我们要更加的努力。
And this is quite special, and we should be strive towards this.
啊，这个要讲很难讲啊，这个大小的事情太多太多了啊。那我们也没有人在夸口这一些，是说这为主耶稣做的嘛。
And there's a lot of this, and we will do it for God, and will not boast about it.
啊， 所以耶稣都知道，耶稣都知道，我们就得到安慰了。
And so if God knows, then we will be, will be comforted.
因为我们是为神而做的。
Because we have done this for God.
我们不是为人做的。
It's not for men.
所以不需要人的理解。
And we do not need the understanding of men.
有些时候人误解，我们也不必说刻意一定要去解释什么。
Some people will misunderstood us. However, we will not no need to explain much to them.
能够让他们知道也好，那没有，很多时候他很难去理解的。
Sometimes it is good for them to know. However, sometimes they might not able to understand it.
既然是为神做的，神知道就好了。
And if this is for God, then we'll do it for God.
好，那我们再看哈。
Then let's continue.
他们真的是同心同工啊。
They have worked together in one heart.
啊，大祭司可以跟耶利哥城的平民啊毗邻同工啊，不会争执啊。你说很多时候过去挪过去一寸，近过来两尺，会有时候会斤斤计较啊。So, 但是他们可以同工。
Even though we can see here the high priest is able to work to go work alongside with the men of Jericho.
哦，你看第一节、第二节就写这个了。
And in verse 1 and verse 2.
哦，不同的身份，不同的工作，他们啊，不同的这个在当时候的啊这个身份的不同身份，他们都可以和谐的同工。
At the time, they still able to work together, even though they have different roles or status.
那大祭司他一定要把他的身份放下。
And so the high priest needs to put down their own status.
啊，不能够说我高你一等。
And will not say that I'm higher up than you.
那这样才能够毗邻同工啊，而且能够合作愉快。
And that they are able to work alongside together.
那第二个我们看啊，家庭有二三代的祖孙也可以同心同工。第三节。
And the second in verse 3, the cooperation between the second and the third generation of the family.
你看看啊，如果以今天来讲的话呢，三代就有很多的代沟了。
So here we can see in the church, for three generations there is some gaps between them.
啊，以前古代说三十年为一代啊，后来说二十年为一代，看现在哈、哦，大概是以这个 iPhone 啊，十三跟 iPhone 十四就一代了 ，iPhone 十四跟十五就一代了，很多人说因为电脑时代了，很快就一代了。
And now there has been split between generations. A long time ago, it was about 25 years with one generation, and then 10 years is one generation. And now the present generation is like between iPhone 13, iPhone 14, and iPhone 15, which is different generations.
我们在台湾就是老是吃鸡肉饭嘛，孩子我们孩子孙子说吃麦当劳。
And a long time.
那吃东西也有代沟啊，都不一样啊。那所以只有一餐吃鸡肉，一餐吃麦当劳。
At a long time ago, the grandparents would sometimes would say that let's go to have chicken rice, and generations now, the kids will want to have McDonald's, so we will try to have it two meals in one day.
好了，那所谓的代沟是世界的东西，但是我们在属灵的施工上只有一代啊，我们跟耶稣是同一代的。如果跟耶稣都是同一代，我们就同一代，所以属灵的观念没有什么隔代的，那是属世的观念，属世的工作才会这样。属灵工作上，大家要同心。
And in the however, in the works of the church, we are all in one generation. There is no generation gaps or any splits, but in one generation with Jesus Christ.
那再看第一节。
And let's look at verse 1.
大祭司以利亚时和他的弟兄众祭司也可以同工，就是什么？手足同工啊，兄弟可以同工啊。
And so here, the high priest rose up with his brethren to rebuild the gate. So they are working each other, working with each other.
那更好了，打虎抓姐要亲兄弟嘛。
And they are all siblings.
哦，这个当然就是符合了，他们能够同心同工，对圣工帮助很大。
So they are able to work in one in one heart, then it is good.
那我们再看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
啊，第六节是说不同家庭也可以同工啊。
And different families can even work together.
哦，所以第六节就写了很多的家族啊，不同家庭啊。
And so it has been written different families.
哦，没有家庭在比较的说我们这个家庭比较显赫，没有，家庭都是每个家庭不同，但是都可以同工。
And there's no comparison between the families, and they are able to work together.
好，第七节。
That's verse three.
第七节就是说哈，你看看呐、啊，很多地方的人呐、啊。
And so here, there's a lot of people from different countries.
不同地方的人也可以同工啊。
And different people from different countries can even work together.
有从远方来的，有从近处来的。
There's those who are beyond the region, and there's a few that's next to the residents.
来自不同的地区，但是在主里都是神家里的人。
They are from different places, however, they are all the people in the house of God.
我们这里是很多很多是从不同国度来的。
So we are all from different countries.
啊，有沙巴的、马来西亚的、台湾的、新加坡的，啊，有国内的。
There is there's from Sabah, there's from Malaysia, there's from Singapore, there's from mainland China, there's from Taiwan.
哦，从萨摩亚来的，从东加来了。
From Tonga, from Samoa.
哦，很多地方来了。
And we're all from different countries.
那这个现在是从不同地方来的，大家一起同工。
And everyone has come together and to work together.
哦。在圣工上没有特别去强调哪个地方来的。
And in divine words, that doesn't care where you're from.
啊，因为在主里都是合为一的。
Because in God there is only one.
啊，我们从不同家庭来，但是我们都融入神这个大家庭。
We're all in one big family.
都是神家里的人呐。
We are all the people of God.
啊，所以那个地狱的观念也把它拿掉。
And so we should put down our status in countries.
啊，不要去强调。
We should not need to place emphasis on it.
要强调我们是主里一家。
We need to place emphasis that we are the household of God.
我们已经融合成一个大家庭了。
We have all mixed together into one big family.
啊，那第八节哈。
In verse 8.
啊，不同的工作族群也可以一起同工。
And different people from different position can work together.
啊，不同的技术。
So different skills.
啊，不同工作有时候观念也会差很多。
And different works can have a difference.
啊，但是都奉献自己所有的。
However, they will devote everything towards.
啊，那我们最后看。
And lastly.
那这些工作为什么能够这么做得这么好？
And why is this work is able to be completed?
啊，除了神的带领啊。
Not only the guidance of God.
啊，他们百姓直接面对的就是尼希米。
And the people also face Nehemiah.
那今天我们需要像尼希米这样的带领者。
And today we need a leader as like Nehemiah.
他可以说是这个团队里面的灵魂人物啊。
He is the spirit character of this group.
啊，他分配规划明确又合理。
He has made the plans and tasked them and scheduled them accordingly.
啊，他带领得非常好。
And he has led them really nicely.
因为他灵修灵程高，他有追求。
Because he has high cultivation and he wished to improve.
他看重祷告。
He placed emphasis on prayer.
他以身作则。
He has set an example.
神赐给他智慧，好好规划。
God has given him this wisdom to organize accordingly.
他没有存私心。
He has not put any any of his thinking towards it.
所以他能够做的。把这个工作带领得很好。
And so he is able to lead this work and in a good way.
我们求主耶稣帮助大家。
And we ask God to help everyone.
啊，对于这个宗教教育来讲，教员就是尼希米。
And in our education, the most important the RA teachers is Nehemiah.
啊。家庭里面父母就是尼希米。
And in the family, the parents is Nehemiah.
教会里面，职务人员就是尼希米。
In the church council is Nehemiah.
我们大家都一起来学习。
We all mutually study this.
一起来唱诗441首。
Let's rise up and sing hymn 441.